Hey, yo, welcome back, y'all. My First Case, the podcast. We're about to bring y'all another episode, so get ready, tune in, listen. Got my girl Keisha, the hostess with the mostest.
Absolutely.
And our guest today is my man Duke.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So we about to just, you know what we do. We're going to dive straight in, and we're going to get to it, y'all. Listen up.
Okay. Duke.
How you doing?
Tell us how you got your first case.
I was on the west side with a friend, an ex-friend of mine. We no longer are friends. And I'm outside with my little cousin. He had drugs. I didn't have no drugs at the time. And the undercover had pulled up and asked us, "Do you have anything?" I said, "No, I don't mess around." He said, "Hey, what they got?" And I said, "Go holler at him." It was undercover.
You didn't know it was undercover at the time, though, did you?
You could feel it was Thursday.
Yeah.
You're in Detroit.
Thursday?
Thursday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Better watch for the sweet.
Okay.
She know that. She hip to that now, but yeah, so it was Thursday. You said you was on the west side, so is that where you from or where you from?
I'm from St. Clair, I'm from 149.
So that's where you was just getting to it at over there? Or?
Yeah, you know, like in 04, 05, 06, it was open line for me to everybody went to the pads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was just open line.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you said that you were with a friend who you are no longer friends with. Is that in relation to how you caught your first case, the reason why you guys aren't friends anymore, or?
No, I ain't go longer than that.
Okay.
Like.
It's okay if you don't want to get into it. I just wanted to see if that was related to your case.
No, not with that case, no.
Okay.
Another case, I caught a people case after that.
And he had something to do with that?
Like, I ain't take out for it.
So, define takeout, I'm sorry.
I didn't say it was mine, he didn't say it was his. I'm in a car that's not in my name. I don't know who named it is. I got it from an older dude off the street with me. I didn't take out for it. I don't know who named it, it ain't mine. So that's how it goes.
And he said it was yours?
When we got to the city, yeah. So that right there just like, I don't gotta just tell you, like, I can just show you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really got an on and off switch.
What you
elaborate.
I can cut it off and just get away from everybody and everything.
So you mean you just disconnected your friendship? Is that what you mean?
No problem.
Yeah. So go back to your first case. How'd that go?
I got put on probation.
Go back a little bit further. I'm going to interrupt you, but you know how with the undercover and you know how they
you serve them. They pull out. You see the tourists coming. I tell him, like, hey, man, run.
You see the who? I'm sorry.
Tourists.
Tourists, what's that?
Tourists, the cars. Tourists.
The tourists, that's why.
Vice cars, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the undercover police cars.
Okay, thank you.
Like, right now, they in all charges. Like, then they used to be in tourists and Ford LTDs.
Okay.
And Crown Vicks.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew what they was. And all GP when we see them. Mm-hmm. You jump out, boys, ride with those, walk with those. You see Vice at the corner when the back door's already open, they're jumping out and they're running, ain't no flat around.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get away.
Okay.
But, yeah, Vice had put up, I told him to run. He run. They didn't find nothing on him. They ain't find no more money. But they take us to jail still. They take me to jail because I orchestrated a drug deal.
Because you simply said, holler at him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we both in the county saying, in the city, like, we don't know each other.
Okay. And it's the same guy on the pistol case, right?
Yeah. All
right. So how'd that play out?
Probation.
Both y'all?
I don't know what happened to him. Like, I really don't care.
So,
like the little bit of the fire started.
The tension between you and him?
Right here, it started. And mm-hmm. then. It went on to where, like, I'm going to see what's going on with him. Might just keep him at a distance.
Okay.
And then the distance just went to we together. I'm in my old school Cuddy. Really, it was my car, but the car wasn't in my name.
Okay.
It's like I bought the car from you, gave you your money, but we didn't switch it out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm riding your tags. When I got pulled over, it ain't my gun.
simply because it ain't your car or
it ain't my name. Okay.
But it wasn't your. It was my.
I forgot I even put the gun in the car. I was riding around with another.
Okay.
So did he know the gun was in there?
No.
He didn't know y'all was riding dirty at all. No. So you ain't feel no obligation to take out for the piece.
I supposed to do what I supposed to do.
But you stopped talking to him because of he.
But you didn't. You just, it was a spur of the moment thing. Like, I ain't finna take this case out here.
So my older dude came back was like, bro, man, the car ain't cuz, man. Like, cuz got a case in Kansas City already. Like, what's up? All right, but cuz go to court, tell cuz. I said, tell them to drive with the car. That was his gun. Computer. He went to court. He told him that. Paperwork came in the mail. When it came, we got my lawyer. Turned myself in, bought it out, I'm out, caught another pistol case.
What, how did you catch the second pistol case?
Come my second pistol case on my dude's birthday, March 22nd, 2006. My what? Birthday, March 18th. His birthday, March 22nd. So he's gonna go to the bar. Went to the bar anyway. It's like somebody told them. They came here to the corner of the school straight up and stopped at us. Top straight out, walked to the car. He left his gun, flashlight, opened the car door. Like, no. Like, period. Mm-hmm. He got the 4.9. This was the 4.9, the opposite side of the 4.9.
Okay, what's the 4.9?
The bar.
And you said that you told him not to go to the bar. Why?
Because, like, it's just some places, all GP, we riding around, we got 2 guns in the car, we trapping, it's your birthday. We probably going to the Top Authority concert.
When was this? That's when they was down at the...
In 2006.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did they come with MC8 that trip, or
no? I didn't even make it.
You didn't make it, okay. I just want to go back real quick, and so when y'all served the under, you said y'all both got probation for that, so you didn't serve no time on that.
Mm-mm.
So when did you initially go to prison?
After my
second gun charge.
Yeah, this pistol case right here when I caught on my dude's birthday on March 27th.
Okay, so I'm getting ahead of myself. Go ahead, then.
That's when the judge was like, you already got probation for one. You already on probation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, it is what it is. Like, I'm 19 years old.
Okay.
At the end of the day, like, to me, I'm 19 years old. I got a paid lawyer. I got money. I don't care.
What do you mean by you didn't care? You thought that you were going to get off because you had resources and an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I got 2 pistol cases, one probation, 18 months.
So you already had it calculated?
Yeah, I'm going for 18 months, like, period. No more than 2 years.
Okay.
What am I paying you for? To give me the best of time I can get. That's how I look at all lawyers.
You knew you had to do time, though, right?
Yeah, like, period. Like, all my older dudes telling me, like, what you gonna do? You about to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You're going to jail. Once it came around, Michael Donnelly told me, like, I'll see you next week. Excuse me. Could you give me 30 days?
Who is Michael Donnelly?
That's the judge.
Okay.
He gave me 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah, to get myself, to get everything in order.
Proper. Oh, okay.
So at the end of the day, when I come back to court in these 30 days, you're getting census.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to Lorain Correctional Institution. You're going there, period. Ain't nothing to talk about. You're going there. That's what he told me, period. You're going there.
Okay.
So if you go on the run, it's going to be longer.
Did you know at the time how much time you was going to get census to?
No.
Okay.
That was the only thing, like, to me, like, everybody got a job. His job is to give me the time he's gonna give me.
Mm-hmm.
They got the people up under him, his prosecutor. It's your job to argue with this man and give me how much time he's gonna give me. The cops, it's your job to come catch me. It's my job to run.
I know that's right. So did you go to trial or you had already?
I don't even play with them white people like that.
Okay. When you said that you knew that your elder told you were going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So you had already had a premonition, you knew, you had been warned. Were you afraid?
No.
Why?
because I had people who I was already talking to on the phone. My brother was already incarcerated. So I'm looking at it like, all right, I know what's going on. All right, I know how to fight.
What does have to fight have to do with it?
I mean, at the end of the day, when you go to jail, my mind was made up to where they telling me, like, when you go to jail, you better, you gonna shoot somebody? Yeah, I'm gonna shoot somebody. Would you stab somebody? I don't know. When I went to jail, I think that a knife is a gun.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, if I'm gonna shoot you, I'm gonna stab you.
So did you end up stabbing somebody?
No.
All right. You don't have to disclose that, but I'm just curious.
I feel like, why would I have to stab you? I'm gonna beat your ass.
Okay, so back to your case, when you went back to jail, when you went back to court.
Yeah, I went back. No, I went around.
Oh, you did? They gave you 30 days and you went on the run?
My mama told me, like, they got a job there.
All right, so how much time you end up doing?
18 months.
Oh, it was still 18 months anyway. Well,
I didn't know it. I was just assuming, like, I'm going for no more than 2 years.
Okay.
Like, period. That was my whole situation. Like, man, I'm not trying to be gone for no longer than 2 years. Like, period.
How long did you run?
Like, 4 months.
Okay.
And how did they catch you?
You know, it always be the luck of the Irish. When you tired, for real though, like when you just tired of like, man, go, you ain't gonna go, or you got the car just running.
Mm-hmm.
When you tired of just, man, what? You're getting that phone call. What you mean? They outside your house. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period though, like, I'm tired of all that. When a person get pulled over, you just sit there and say, I ain't going nowhere. Because you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, you just keep it going and just move with the flow.
Okay. All right. So, was that the only time you were in prison?
No. I got 4 months altogether.
Four?
Yeah, so I went when I was 19 in 2006. I got out. I thought it was a game. Went to the halfway house. Thought it was a big game at a halfway house.
Why did you think it was a game?
Because I was young. So I just knew, like, I didn't care.
Do you think it was because you was young or you just hadn't learned your lesson?
I hadn't learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that now.
Yeah.
Back then, I didn't care.
Yeah, you had more. You had, like you said. So in the halfway house, what was y'all jugging in there and everything?
Yeah, like,
still doing the same,
drinking,
moving the same,
trapping,
yeah,
doing everything we want to do. Like, it was the streets.
Okay.
Like, fear of the streets. So you gonna do what you want to do, but you just couldn't move how you want to move. At the end of the day, you still had these people telling you what to do. So I couldn't just walk out the door if I wanted to walk out the door. Like.
Did you get a job when you was in the halfway house?
Not that good, man.
How many times you been in the halfway house?
Three times.
So you was getting shots. What they call it? TC? You come on TC or? Yeah. So when they let you finish the rest of your time in the halfway house?
I always went back in jail.
Before you get out the halfway house? Or?
Mm-hmm. All of it messed up. Man. Like, my first time, I went there from Richmond with a dirty unit. They pissed me, had a dirty unit. Had to sit in there and go out. Then I get all the way out. I go back to jail. Another pistol case. And everything. High speed chase. Go back to jail. Go to Belmont. Get out. Go to Harbor Lights. Oriental.
Harbor Lights and Oriental. Those are both halfway houses, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to the Oriental. I really thought it was a game.
What you mean? It was just sweet in there, so you just...
No, like, it was about AWOL, where you got 24 hours, you can leave, but you got to be back within 24 hours.
Oh, so...
I was leaving.
Oh, you was using the system, but you would get back within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Then I get with your time for your role.
And you would use that time to do, like, what?
Like, I'm outside. I'm trapped out. I'm cussing.
So basically, that's your movement. You know, you got pistol cases, but you carry the guns to protect your livelihood.
I'm not no jack boy, I'm not no robber.
Yeah,
I'm
so
not no thief.
It's to protect your own self, you know what I'm saying?
So I got a gun, my gun is for protection for me and the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I'm not out here just waving this gun, scaring people, oh, doing this, doing that. No, if I'm upping this gun, I'm about to brush.
Okay, so you said something previously that you thought it was a game. Why? You didn't take it serious, although it took time away from your life. I know you probably, which I want to ask you, the impact that it, you know, that I know that you know it had on your family, specifically your mom. Like, you didn't take it, I guess, seriously, or you just was kind of like in a different state mentally, like you hadn't grasped the full concept of it, or just elaborate a little bit on that.
I didn't do it for real with you, but I blocked that all out.
Okay.
I got programs. When I'm in there, I'm in there. Mm-hmm. I can't do nothing for nobody out here. Period. Like, I can't physically do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, so some of the negative things, I let them know, like, man, I don't want to hear that.
Who is them?
Whoever. I could be in there, I can call you up on, hey, Keith, don't tell me nothing negative.
Okay.
Because I'm going to take my negativity out on the next person that's walking by me.
Is that what you told your mom?
So my mom, that numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me nothing negative.
Okay.
I don't want no negativity because that's going to make me lash out.
Define negativity. Like, give me an example, please.
You had an argument with this person about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's negative. I'm having a fine day.
Okay.
My day is fine. I woke up this morning, I ain't dead. I ain't get stabbed last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got no beef with nobody. I'm in jail. You got some people that wake up in jail with no words.
Okay.
Like, I was waking up in jail with no words. I was waking up. I couldn't leave and do what I want to do, but I could still wake up and get a fresh breath of air.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that. Don't mess up my day.
Okay.
That's how I am right now. Don't mess up my day.
Okay.
Because, like, you don't know what's going on with my mind. I don't know what's going on with your mind. I don't want to bother you back.
Okay. So you did four, you said you have four numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, at least initially, you thought it was a game. At what point did you realize that it wasn't a game? What, was there a specific incident, a specific number, a specific experience that made you realize that, hey, this is not a game? This is impacting my life, my quality of life, my
life number.
Okay.
The time I will be a program.
Four.
Yeah.
Was it the amount of time you did that?
Yes. It's the amount of time it is. You open your eyes and you're like, damn. You look around like, man, I ain't going home with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing can go on. You fathered you.
You what? I'm sorry, what was that?
You fathered you, did you?
So judicial release, it's an early release.
Early release.
Okay.
Like, you got the... You got the jailhouse lawyers,
mm-hmm.
or you got your real lawyer. You file that to get out early. You do like a little bit of your time. Not fourth of your time.
So you did a year.
I had 4 years. I had 1 year mandatory.
Okay.
So that means I do 1 year.
He's eligible to file this duty.
After my one year. It's over with.
Okay, Rob, I get that. Okay.
Hey, so what, so you got denied of the judicial, obviously, because you did the whole 4 years. So when you was waiting on the judicial, did it give you any, like, extra hope? Like, yeah, I might be about this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it do that, you know what I'm saying? It had that effect on you. Like, it gives you something to look forward to, a positive state of mind. Like, I could possibly be getting out.
Flat out, like, you walking around there telling people, like, no, I ain't on that.
Right.
Or what? What do you mean by
that? No bullshit, nothing. Like, you just like, hey, keep that over there.
You don't want to get in no trouble or anything because you have a possibility to get released on the early release. Now, if you, you know, go to segregation for something that's going on and behind the walls, it can ruin your shot.
Okay. So when you found out that, obviously, you didn't get that judicial release.
Back to trapping.
Back to what?
Trapping.
Okay. Define trapping.
Hustling.
Hustling meaning how? Doing what?
So you was trapping while you were locked up?
Yes.
You guys really need to tell me what trap on it.
Selling, hustling, selling whatever means, you know, whatever's hot. Yeah, whatever's, whatever.
I mean, at the end of the day, I refuse to be one of them dudes in jail and fall in the streets and ask my people for money.
So is it just, all right, so is it an addiction or is it your natural instinct to hustle?
It's a natural instinct.
It's okay. A natural instinct, so.
Yeah, like, it's, like, no, it's both.
It's and both. They go hand in hand, kind of.
And what? It's an addiction because it falls back on to where I don't want you to tell me that I want to hide it, and it's because of you.
Wait, you shook me right there a little bit.
I don't want you to tell me, man, you want to have this if it wasn't because of me. So I bought it.
Oh, so you get it yourself. Yeah, flat yeah. Out. You get it yourself. Nobody can say, hey, I did this for you. I did that.
You wouldn't have this. Or that argument, that conversation. Don't no man want that.
Right.
Don't no person want that. No woman, no man. Like, that's why everybody breaking on the own. Because, okay. Like, you don't want that.
Okay, so you said you went back to, yeah, what was the term again?
That's trapping.
Trapping. Okay, yeah, great. That's right. Okay,
we're going to title this one Trapping, too. That's the name of this episode, going to be Trapping.
Okay, that's great. I'm okay with that. I would like to know, what was your preferable trapping? Was there a specific thing that you hustled, or were you like...
Whatever. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, when it comes to that...
But it has to be one over the other. One, it got to be one, though. Like, was it?
Like,
so you was in multiple lanes?
Yeah.
Okay, so
what was it?
Whatever going to come through, you know?
So if you got your...
Like, I don't smoke tobacco, so I know I'm going to make all my money off tobacco.
So was that your main trap?
No, I know, like, if I buy a cap of tobacco, I cap them all up and sell them all for 50 a piece. That's all my money.
Okay, what's a cap of tobacco? Is that like... a certain amount.
It's a certain amount.
Is that like a lot?
Yeah.
In there, because you can't get tobacco, so it's not.
All right, everything in there is contraband.
So how did you get it?
I mean, it fall out of the tree. Yeah.
So what about, I don't know if you all okay. So what about illegal substance, like boy, girl,
whatever,
a tree? You
whatever was coming to my hands, bro.
So what era were you in? Like, you was in the, all right, In the means of getting your currency, were you in the Green Dot era? Were you in the Cash App era?
I was in the 14. I was in the Green Dot era.
Okay, you know you guys gotta break down this Green Dot and Cash App, like, for real. I need to be able to comprehend and understand exactly what these terms are.
This means of moving money.
How you get your money? How you keep your money flowing? How like the Green Dots mean, like, you spend with me, you send me Green Dots. So a Green Dot means my people is going to be 16 numbers. I'm going to 16 be the number.
So what do you mean by like Green Dot? Is it like a computer?
Like a card. It's like card. Money on the card, like a prepaid card.
Okay.
And you share it with the person that you spending the money or give, you know, donating, or however you wanted to call it.
Okay. So, and what was the other term that you mentioned? The other method?
Cash App. That's current right now, right?
Yeah, that's current right now.
Okay, so which
one? I was in the area for both of them.
Because prior to that, I mean, we was MoneyGram, Western Union.
I did Western Union, I did MoneyGram, I did MoneyGram,
yeah.
Cash App.
And that's just when you know, you behind the walls and you just can't exchange cash, you know what I'm saying? Right. So you have to find other ways to. What about commissary? Did you do anything for, yes, you know, store lists and stuff like that?
That's one thing though, like, hey, you know, I ain't about to go hungry. I ain't about to be out no deodorant, no hygiene. Mm-hmm. Like the sale, the boxes, they stay loaded, bro.
Yeah.
Stay loaded. Like the seal is the wrong, that's level 3s. Level 2s, you got boxes.
You know.
Yeah, if you got level 1, that's a camp. Level 2 is a compound. Mm-hmm. You got a yard. And level 3 is like max. You got level 4. You got level 5. All that going on.
Okay, and what was your level again? I'm sorry.
I did level 2. I've been to Richmond.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Richmond twice. I've been to Richmond my first number. Bell my second number. Back to Richmond, my third number, and I've been at two different joints on my fourth number.
So So what was the difference? Like, each prison had a different level of security, or?
Like, two of them was, like, level two. So, like, it's an open dorm.
Meaning, like, bunks everywhere and just, like, an open space?
Yes.
And what was the other level?
Three.
And three would be?
So it's a room.
Like, individual cells?
Yes.
And the preference would be two or three? What was your preference?
Two people in the room.
So you preferred level three?
I mean, by me being in level two and being in level three, and I see how it is, yeah, I'm looking at level three.
Okay.
Because I'm in my room, I can sleep when I want to. You sleep peacefully.
Okay.
You can have, I mean, it could be you and your dude in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be cool. You don't have to worry about nothing.
So when you said that you had a hustle, wouldn't it be, I guess, easier to hustle in a level two, or?
At the end of the day, I mean, it's ways around it, so you're going to get it no matter what.
Okay.
So you ain't got to worry about that. When it's in, it's in. You know how to talk. You know how to do your thing. You don't do it.
Okay. So let's go back to when you realized that it wasn't a game. Take us to your mental state when you learned that you were not getting judicial release. Like, can you remember that day, that moment, that time when you realized that, wow, I'm going to have to do this whole 4 years? Like, where were you? What was, because obviously at that point you realized that, as you said, it wasn't a game.
I mean, I still had that mentality to where, like, it's nothing, because my time didn't stop, and I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, I had 4 years, had to be 1 year mandatory, so that's down to 3 years.
Okay.
And I mean, like, it took them 4 months to say something back to me, always.
Okay.
So my time is just steady going. So I'm like, it's about to be over with, so I don't care. I'm still short. I don't got 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got 15 years. I don't got 20 years. I don't got life.
So you were comparing yourself to other people. And
right.
In that regard, you felt like, I'm
cool.
Still great.
I'm cool.
Okay.
Because you got people who would die to have my time. Like, for real though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was once upon a time to where I really was comfortable. And they say you shouldn't be comfortable in jail.
Really?
Like, my feet was up.
Mm-hmm.
My phone was loaded. My books was loaded. I'm good.
You had a phone in jail?
No, he's talking about he has money on the phone. You have to, the calls are prepaid, so you have money to make a call whenever you need to. So, you know what I'm saying? You prepay for your phone calls. And he said his phone was, he can make a prepaid call anytime he needed to.
So
Is that correct?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right? I mean, or you had a jack. You had a cell phone.
Yeah, I had a jack.
Oh, you're talking about the cell phone. My fault.
So a jack is?
No, I had both. I made sure my comic book phone today provides my tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Stay loaded with money on it. I had commissary and I had my jack.
Okay, and then a jack, let's get this established.
A phone.
And is cell phones legal in the correction system?
Ain't nothing. None of that belong in there.
So how did you get it? Like, Rob, maybe you guys can, you find phones on the yard?
We had a prior episode where we had an actual CEO on here.
Yes.
So you have to venture back to that episode.
Okay.
He made money. So if you go back to that, you will know. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. I do recall that. Thank you.
So you know how. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. I appreciate
you from around. You might know my guy, Big Dave, too, man.
He worked down in the county.
It was a while ago, but he around your way. He be over that way.
I couldn't do that. Like, I mean, I've done a few people working in the county, but every time I walk through that county, I'm on that bus to the rain.
But
when I do go in the county, I'm out the county.
That ain't no place to sit for real, though. But that county, county.
I do 6 months on it. Yeah.
Was this prior to you going, being sentenced to another one of your numbers?
Yeah, my 4 years. Yeah.
So tell us about your experience from the county versus going and being sent out. Like,
that county, man. I mean, it's a serious process. So, I mean, you gotta look at it. City, piece of crap, roaches, flat out, nasty. Always been, always gnarly, unless they tear it down and rebuild it. Just the county, I know this. I never want the county ever again.
Because of the level of security or cleanliness or just no air.
The condition of it and how my life is now, I never step in the county again. Unless I'm going to pay a parking ticket or something like that, man. But after being an inmate, no, the county, out of the county jail when I see them.
Okay, and then you said because of how your life is now. Let's talk about that. How is your life now?
Great. I go to sleep fine. I wake up fine.
That's good.
I don't know if it took me 30, 40 years to get that way.
And would you attribute any of that to your incarceration? You learning from those numbers. Can you attribute any of that to that?
Yeah, if I wasn't going to get that 4 years, I think I'd be the same dude.
Same dude. Meaning parts.
Yeah, I'd be okay. 3 phones, 2 phones, kicking drops, 7 dope, running the streets, like
trapping.
Yes. You know what I gotta do with no care in the world, like this is what it is. Mm-hmm. I just know at the end of the day, I ain't about to get no doing in like 2 years.
Would you call yourself an OG?
I mean, one of the older dudes in the ghetto told me that I got my stripes. I ain't no BG no more. I'm OG.
Okay.
I went from a BG to a YG to OG.
Okay, so you know we got to define BG, OG, and what was the other one? YG?
Yeah.
Okay, so break them down, please.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got the little, your little young niggas in the ghetto. Then you got the ones who grow up, still doing what they got to do, still doing good things, still being a real one. I'm not going to tell you to do something that I want to do.
Okay. So what does BG stand for?
I always knew it stand for baby gang.
Okay. And then OG is?
The original gang.
And then YG?
It's a young gang.
Okay. Wait, baby gangster and young gangster?
Age bracket.
Okay. So
it's a big age bracket. Then you got the ones who got the Benjamin Button situation to where you got the older dudes that can't amount up to nothing. So they got that Benjamin Button situation going on.
Benjamin.
So you can't even call them triple O's or nothing?
They washed up.
They just running
in the place. They ain't washed, man. They might as well be. They just there. And they, you got to respect them because they're there. And some of them, like, they ain't even feeling.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why, I get what you're saying. You got to respect them because the choices that they making is probably, you know what I'm saying, their education ain't level ain't there, but they existing. So you will have to give them like at least OG status, but they ain't making no noise. But they ain't going back to the joint and nothing either, though.
No, they ain't going back to the joint. They ain't doing that. But at the end of the day, though, like, I'm going to respect you because I'm trying to make it to where you at still.
Meaning their longevity. Okay, great. So let's rewind because you guys said some terms that I'm not familiar with. You said triple OGs. Please define that.
Triple OG, like the age bracket.
So O-O-O.
Yeah, triple O, yeah.
Okay, and then things are?
Crackhead.
Okay, and then making noise.
Right.
Money, you ain't relevant. Your relevance level, like, if you lose your life, if people wouldn't care, like, your relevance, like, you don't have any financial means, no. You know what I mean? You probably could break it down better than me, but
like, at the end of the day, you a nobody. You ain't doing, like, you somebody.
But you irrelevant.
But you a nobody. Like, at the end of the day, we know what goes on with you. You ain't got nothing on the weed. You ain't got nothing on the liquor. If we is about to have a barbecue, you ain't got nothing on the food. You ain't got nothing on nothing. But at the end of the day, we gonna make sure you good, though. You cool.
Because of your status.
Just because of who you is.
But nothing on the weed, nothing on the food.
You ain't making no, like,
you don't have any establishment, no.
You owe the dude in the hood, we know you broke. You ain't selling no drugs. Yeah, you're broke, you ain't selling no drugs. You ain't doing nothing. You waking up every day, you coming out here just to kick it. That's all.
But you are entitled to a degree of respect just because of your age.
Yeah, and just because who you is.
Okay.
Flat out, so we're going to respect you, like, just because of who you are.
Okay.
You was putting in work back in the day. You was somebody before. But now you can't get over that hump. You know, people, it'd be a hump. You can't get over.
What do you mean by they can't get over?
I mean, you gotta look at it. As you was growing up, you couldn't get over that little hump.
It's levels.
The hump?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's levels. Like, you can't get to the next level of life as an adult. As a man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to crawl before you walk.
Yeah, so if you stagnated, if you're running in place, you're still doing the same thing. Like, you can't prosper.
So, like, you can't mature? You never mature?
No, you ain't going to say mature. I wouldn't say mature, but it's, you say mature?
I mean, with certain people, yeah, with certain ones right here, like, I mean, that's why it still boiled down to me, to be like, if I wanna do this for years, I don't know how I would.
So would y'all?
I believe if I wouldn't do this for, I probably would've thought a little bit better because my brother came home, but I still would've been running wild, not caring, but.
So would that be your priorities?
You talking about getting over the hump?
Yes.
No.
Okay. In a way, in a sense, yeah, and no. But it's definitely priorities. But if you don't have any priorities or any, so there's no hump to get over. But you have to create more priorities so that you can level up.
At least, so, you know, priorities, accomplishments, would that be?
Okay. As I was growing, I knew at the end of the day, like, I want to be shoes. So for me to get these shoes, my mother's not gonna buy them. So I gotta sell this or do this to get these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm tired of walking. Now I want this car. Now I gotta get this money, take this money from where I can get this car.
Okay.
Well, let's just say goals. It could boil down to goals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or drive, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So stagnant.
That's the hump.
He just
say content. Content with coming outside. You don't want a house. He don't want a bigger house. He don't want you know what I'm saying? He don't want his mother to get a house. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He just get content with nothing. And, you know, his goals, and he don't have no drive.
It sounds like maturity also.
Okay.
If you got the ones who got maturity,
uh-huh.
You got the ones who can have a full-blown conversation with you, can look good as ever. And they don't got no way to stay. They don't got no money.
Okay.
You got somebody right now that probably can walk up, you can go get in your car right now. And this person can pull up on you right now, but you don't know from the same thing. But to you, he look good, he smelling good, everything. All that could be rented. He could have just stolen everything. Everything he got is not his.
Mm-hmm.
But he content by doing everything he's doing.
Long-term goals, stability.
Like, the 4 years opening up my eyes, so we're like, ain't nobody gonna do for me like you do for me.
Okay.
Like, ain't nobody gonna, like, I feel like it ain't no love.
So you feel like you needed to go through everything that you went through in order to get to where you are, to get your
self together.
And, what was the term you guys said for guys who don't, again?
Can't get over the hump?
Yes. In order for you to get over the hump, you had to do that for it.
You had to open my eyes with you.
Okay.
Before you get it again.
It was maturation, too. So you matured some, too.
Yeah.
So you say you're 34 now?
Yes.
You think age played a part in it, too, as well?
I mean, it could have. I mean, yes, I'm going to say it could have. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then do it really, because you guys just said you have guys that are like old.
That's why, I mean, but for me, yes.
Okay.
I'm not them. Everybody, what they say, tomato, teach his own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, teach his own. You want to stay right there, that's what you want to say. Like, at first, it was all about me staying right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of them ones. I'm right here.
Okay.
No, you got to get over that hump. You gotta move past that. It's more because you evolve yourself in this little circle. But once you just like way bust that little circle, knock that little hole in there, and then step out of there,
mm-hmm.
You're gonna see the big difference. Well, it took 4 years for me to see the big difference.
Okay.
I was fine. I was content. Like,
and when you reach a mile, so that's why I said maturing age wise, because when you reach like milestone age is like 30, you say, don't it be like, man, I'm 30 years old. It's certain shit I shouldn't be doing at this age. You know what I'm saying? So
you
that's
know
what you're saying.
You supposed to do, you know what you're not supposed to do. You know what you, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, I want this, I need this. I just don't care about this dude. I got those. Like, I don't care about this dude, that's when I get to the liquor store. That's when I roll up. because I know I don't need those, I don't want those, I don't care. I feel like them.
Okay.
See, everybody don't look at it the same way.
Like, so you're right, it's a matter of perception.
Like, at the end of the day, we don't need this liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want this liquor. Fuck it, why not?
Did you have a positive male role model in your life? Yes. Prior to your 4 years, or?
Yes.
Okay. Was it your dad?
No.
Okay.
You see, that's the thing about it, like, it was my uncles, some of my peers,
mm-hmm.
my friends.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, can't nobody live my life for me. Can't nobody make me do what I want to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you said when your brother came home, and a little bit backstory on that, your brother was acquitted and got released after doing a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And were you afraid that ever during that he might have to serve that sentence out or anything?
Yeah.
That play on your mental a little bit at any point?
My brother had 20 years to life.
Were you incarcerated during the time when you said that, did that play in his mind or have an influence? Were you incarcerated during that time? Were you having that mental?
I think he said he was coming, if I'm not mistaken, he said he was coming to Trumbull. They didn't allow him to come to the same prison as his brother. So
honestly, I was never locked up with my brother.
Meaning he was, when like, you were locked up, he was out?
No.
Or you guys were in different facilities?
I did four different bids.
Okay.
My brother was doing one.
Mm-hmm.
My brother did 15 years. I caught my first case, I caught my first number. He and Mansfield. They sent me a restroom because it was easier for my mother to come live with the boat. I was in level two, he was in level three. And so my mother come see me a couple hours. And it was easy because the joint is right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got sent to another joint. Now I got out, he got sent to another joint. They sent me the bail money. Got it. Incarcerated again. But about 4 years, he came home, and I just knew like that by my brother coming home, it changed my it literally changed my life. It impacted my life.
And you were incarcerated when he came home.
Yeah.
So did that have an influence on your revelation that hey, this is, you know, as you said, this is not a game.
I mean. No, like, that gave me the joy, like, him just coming home, period, though, like, he had 20th life.
Yeah, that's...
We had a lot of people in the family, friends, and you see that, like, he told me, real talk, don't nobody know until you're in that position when you get rolled off.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he did. My brother felt like, in the ditch, like, because when I was just here, you call my phone every day, I was there. I get incarcerated, where is you at now?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody write you off.
Okay. And I might as well give you all a plug on the Common Club line. So that is Common Club, that's his brother's line. Y'all can check that out. And
clothing line.
So that comma club, if I'm not mistaken, that means comma, meaning my story is not over. Right? Is that how that means? Or is it money wise?
No.
Or how you
like. See, you got it. I forgot exactly what the comma stands for. The comma means something, but it always stands for, like, how do you break it down? So you can break it down yourself. What do comma mean to you?
Yeah.
What do comma mean to you?
Because I think I might have been watching it on YouTube
like,
or something.
He had like a little rapper going on to where the best person broke down comma to him.
Yeah.
They got a free shirt, a free jogging out there.
Okay.
So like, yeah, comma, it's a meaning with that.
Yeah.
And then his story ain't over, meaning like, it ain't never over.
Exactly, I follow you.
Okay, so I think it's imperative at this point for us to give a little bit of background on his brother in relation to the comic club, because we really, I mean, not that we're going to take this time with this interview to go into his brother's story, because hopefully we'll get that interview, but I think that it's important to give a little bit of background because that obviously...
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was in there. That's what I was saying. What we were saying was, and what he said, his brother, mm-hmm. who has the clothing line, he was sentenced to 28 to life. He was acquitted for the murder. He ended up doing 15 years.
He was acquitted for murder.
Yeah, he fought and got acquitted. I mean, yeah.
He was innocent.
So basically, he was innocent.
If you want to sit down and get an interview with him, and then and go from there and change him, if you say you didn't change him, then you always have to sit down and talk to
him. Yeah. Okay.
But his story impacted you.
Yeah.
And so I just think that was important to give the audience a little bit of background.
My brother impacted me, too. That's mm-hmm. my big brother. When a teacher asked me in school, who you want to be my brother, it was my big brother.
Anything as far as for him?
Yeah. Do the sign, do the crown, whatever. That's my big brother, because he got him. I got him.
Hey, so when you was, like, on your four-year bit, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to just break it up a little bit, like, some of the experiences, you know, let's just see on the inside, like, everybody, you know, it's good, you know what I'm saying, but it's some down days or some days where you got to do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? So did you ever have to fight violence, or did you encounter any shit that, like, blew your mind? Like, give a, you know, some of them.
Yeah,
one or two of them stories.
You got to go on the cell with the person, you know what I'm saying? Feel like they disrespected you, if you're out of line, talking crazy to you, you got to go in the cell, you got to be the man. At the end of the day, when you duck that work, you got not duck that work.
Yeah, then you're a target, right?
You can't duck that work.
Okay, so duck the work?
Yeah, like, when you tell me you want to fight, ain't no guns in jail if you got a knife. At the end of the day, you know, you got them ones who are like, bro, you ain't about to poke me. I ain't about to poke you, so let's go on the edge of the truck. You about to fight, smoke is fight. So I'm going to go in the cell, my dude about to watch me, your dude going to watch you. You better go in there and fight. You about to come back out like it's nothing.
Get it off your chest. If you got a problem, that's how you deal with it. So you had, did you have multiple fights, or did you get into a lot of, that's what I'm really like, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, I ain't, like, I don't be into that for real, for real. Like, that's back in the days.
Yeah.
This 4 years is all about money.
Trap.
It was all about money. Like,
trap.
Yeah. I don't got time for all that no more.
So did you see a lot of it, or, you know what I'm saying,
in there? I didn't see the light, I done blew through a lot, I done messed up a lot, but like at the end of the day, I don't owe you. That's my money I put there.
All right, and you stated to me that you've been home 100 days. It's a long time since I've been on the inside, so what's the hottest thing going on the inside as far as trapping? Ice, what's that? Flocka, what they, you know what I'm saying? I hear that's heavy right now. What's that shit?
Man, you the man, I mean, you got the bud, man.
The bud still the man, huh?
The bud gonna be the man. Yeah. The bud and tobacco.
Bud and tobacco.
Okay, so you the man.
Yeah.
Bud being
weed.
Ice being
meth.
Flocka?
I think, I don't know what that shit is. It's like a bath salt or something like they doing. But they tripping off of it right now, and they doing the heavy. It's like a PCP type drunk. But yeah, they messing with that because
it's a tune, man.
Yeah, tune. That's what I'm talking tune. About. Like, that's what I meant to say. That's what I'm called tune. Yeah.
Okay, what
that
is tune?
Tune is a whole nother, tune is a whole nother atmosphere.
What is it?
It's like, called tune. Tune
PCP tune. Or?
It's like an upper, like another version of PCP. It'll put you in the mind of PCP.
Okay.
But I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been out, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say this to you, man. You know how people be like, I don't know if you've heard the term like shit, man. I couldn't get it, man, so I just did it. Flat out, with no weed around.
Yeah.
So I should try that. Man, you been wanting to try that. Period. You been wanting to try that. Like, a weak-minded person don't fall. His ship is definitely going to sink. Like people say, oh, he gay. Oh, he didn't take the joint, he became gay. No, he didn't. He was on the street gay.
Yeah. No, that's
right. You just don't wake up and say, oh, I'm gay. You just don't wake up and say, oh, I'm about to smoke crack.
Right.
You don't wake up and say, oh, I'm about to do heroin. You don't wake up and do that. No, you've been thought about that. The thinking process. We think before we act.
Okay, so what would you tell a young person out here if you had to speak to the youth right now? What advice would you give them?
Real talk. The youth is crazy right now. And you know, we supposed to be telling them to go to school, stay in school, do all that. But they closing down the schools. So what's the fight? What's going on?
No, what you mean they closed? We talking about for COVID or what?
No, before COVID, the schools were still being closed down. Period. COVID, man. COVID ain't do nothing but gave the broke people some money, man.
That's one thing, but this I'm talking about, this still like, it's still enough schools for the youth, right?
I mean, you gotta look at this, man. They just said they about to close down Collinwood, Martin Luther King, and something else, and sent everybody to Glenville.
Correct, but they have a place to go. They going to Glenville, so.
But still, yeah, they might shut some down, but
look how many hoods
they making them bigger.
It's going to this one school, and they already beat them. They already fighting each other. So why is y'all containing all of them into one school at the same time you do the jails? That's how you gotta look at things, man.
That's a really good point.
They put all us all in one jail. Me, you could be beefing on the street, bro. They know we beefing on the street. Why they put, I shot you, you shot me. They gonna make sure we celebrate in the rain, but why we in the same joint?
So when we talking about the youth, if you there for education, like you said, you wasn't getting into no violent shit because you wasn't on that. So if you talk about the youth and you saying you going to school for your education, that's what you there for. You wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't get caught up in that type of, you know what I'm saying, street shit.
But you know, I mean, nowadays, like, I got a young one right now, man. Come with you, man. You just said the other day, man. He like that, bro. You can't, you know, man, with different mindset. I'm like, yeah, bro, like, I ain't on that no more, bro. Like, I don't see him feeling for me. Mm-hmm. You can tell me, like, 2017, like, oh, I'm gonna crack up the rest of my life. Period.
You're gonna retire and crack up.
2017 was my last year on crack up.
Okay, so what do you tell him?
That's what I told him, like, yeah, bro, like, you got a lot of way tied up, man. Like, bro, they trying to see me in the game here, bro. Like, them 2 3rd dudes don't like me down here. Why? Because I live up here. That's why. Because I live in this neighborhood. But I go to school every day. I'm not going to be for nobody. I go to school every day. And they told me I better not come to school no more because I live down here.
Who is they? Like, dudes?
That's what the little dude told her. I said, shit, you better let your mom know. I told my mom. This was your mama's voice. She like, she don't know what I'm doing. Like, period. That's what's going on out here.
Yeah.
That's extremely extreme.
So, like, what can you tell the youth? What, like, real talk, like, okay, go to school. Like, man, don't talk to hammers, man. They ain't worth it, man. Like, go to school, man. I go to school, I gotta fight.
So if they didn't have those barriers, let's just say that there were schools accessible to them.
I'm going to tell the young to go to school because their education right now is going through the transition.
Okay. Did you graduate from high school?
No.
Did you get your GED?
No.
I can help you with that.
I mean,
let me know when you're ready.
I got you. But right now, I'm going to keep it here. Like, I ain't ready for my GED right now.
Okay.
Because I ain't about to work with nobody, I'm working myself. If I'm gonna work with somebody, I'm doing the living.
Well, there are resources out there. Ohio Means Jobs is one. And it doesn't necessarily mean that because you get a high school diploma, you've got to work with somebody. It's just something that you may, at some point, feel like you want to do for yourself, you know?
No, I'm gonna do it for myself because I want it for myself. But at the end of the day, I look at it like, I know a lot, so I ain't about to go work for nobody right now. So I don't even know what you do right now. I mean, like, that's how I look at it, man. As of right now, I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
I'm gonna have it.
It's on your list of goals.
That's on my list for sure.
When you was doing the four that you doing in school?
Yeah.
You just didn't complete the GED?
Right. My problem is, I was in school, it's so crazy, like the principal, Jaden, he said the teacher told her, like, he can do the work, but when it's time for him to take the test, he said he get bored.
You have anxiety for testing?
I can knock out the test for you and do all that, but, like, it might just be to where, like, this question is just boring to me, flat out. So my mind just get to doing something else. I don't know. It's just my mind, my body. It's me. But I took the GED test, but she couldn't put it in there because I didn't pass the
pre-GED.
Right. And I passed 3 points of the GED test.
Ohio Means Jobs, that was a shameless plug, y'all owed down.
Ohio Means Jobs does provide.
All right, tell them how to let my first case. Let's get linked
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. And also, 211 is a great resource. They will definitely look you up if you're not for sure about what to do or how to do it. 211.
And what was the other one? Ohio Means Jobs?
Yes, Ohio Means Jobs. And 211
will definitely. What's their website? Put the website on there. You know it?
No, I don't. But you can easily Google it. And
all right.
There is always a link to take you through.
They hold on. So, so where you come home from, bro, on that 4 years? Where you end up finishing off your bit?
The CCA, Ohio Curriculum Institute in the next one.
That's the new one?
That's the new one. It's a Fed joint, a state joint, and it's like where they shut it down, though, the ISIS. The ones with the immigration and all the people have been deported back.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost that contract. They canceled the contract, so it was just Fed and state. I was down there.
So how's that facility? Because it's a newer facility. I'm just asking, and I got a lot of homies who down there, like, and I was locked up with from Youngstown, and a lot of my homies from the city that's in there. I'm just seeing how they live, you know.
Yeah, it's sweet, baby.
That's what I was checking. Yeah, it says sweet down there.
It's sweet, man.
Yeah.
Like, flat out, like, I mean, when I first got there, compared to when I left, niggas talk too much. A lot of niggas fucking up other niggas. That's their problem. Like, if you making it happen, if you, you know what I'm saying, I don't even know who you dealing with. I don't even know none of that stuff, man. They be talking too much, bro.
Yeah.
Like, period. They messing up everything, like. So, the hottie is now, you know what I'm saying, it's still rolling, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I was doing what it do.
Yeah. I was just curious about it, just being inquisitive. So, all right, as we round about towards the end, you know, I just want to ask, so you have, is it the mobile car washing detail going on?
Yeah, I got a mobile car wash detail. I say give me, like, no more than 30 days. I'm going to have the van set up to where I'm going to have. It's already a mobile car wash and detailing. I'm pulling up on you. But I'm going to have the clothes in there, too. It's going to be the Common Club Apparel. It's going to be hoodies, jogging outfits, T-shirts, hats. Everything we got into the store, everything we have at the store is going to be the van.
Okay.
Okay. What's the store location?
On 185th in Euclid, Ohio. It's on the street Brentwood.
Okay. And then how can someone reach you if they need the car wash?
Oh, I'm mobile. I pull up. I got Instagram.
Shout that Instagram. Shout that. This perfect timing, man.
I mean, my
build that brand.
I ain't made an Instagram for the mobile wash yet, but it's about to be up to par in a couple more days. I'm about to make a whole full page of it.
You got a cell phone, Jack? I need a watch tomorrow. How I'm going to call you?
I can come pull up on you. 216-835-5185.
All right, that's the man, Duke. You know, he's going to pull up.
I'm definitely pulling up.
You get your claim? Is it going to be clean?
Man, like, my first mobile car wash was called Glass House.
Okay.
My name speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not out.
And this one is called?
This one is going to be called Common Club Mobile Express.
Okay.
Because it's going to be, the reason why it's a mobile express, because it's going to be doing a lot of things out of a mobile here.
Like?
We're going to be detailing cars. We're going to be doing anything with water. So I can come wash your house. I can wash down your sidewalk, your walkway, your stairs. I can power wash your vehicle, your boat, your motorcycle, anything.
ATVs, I get it.
ATVs, your back patio.
So you're going to be power washing as well, so you can do aluminum siding and all things of that nature. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I just did some stairs today. And they said they want me to do the bottom of the house on try like next week.
Okay.
Good for you.
He didn't think like I can change the color of the stairs, the brick of the stairs.
And you did?
Yeah, I had to show him.
Wow.
So what did that? Was it your power washer? Is the power of the washer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they got it done.
And the chemicals, the chemicals that we putting out on the brick and everything.
Okay.
Alright. At the end of the day, when you bought the brick, when they first put it down, it was a certain color. So I'm trying to bring it back to that color.
And were you able to successfully do that?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Good for you.
That's positivity. No more trapping, huh? You're trapping in a different way these days, though.
Yeah, like
you're trapping. It don't stop. It's still trapping, though.
Yeah, it's definitely still trapping. Like, at the end of the day, like, you got to, like, just think of it, like, how a person selling stones. That's how you watching cars.
You take the approach, you just change it. Change
at the end of the day, like my phone can't ring for nothing less than
$30 is you charge for a car?
That's just for the outside of your car.
Okay.
So you want to end it out on $40. That's just for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to pull up. So how much are trucks?
Okay, y'all depending on what kind of truck it is.
A pickup, Dodge pickup.
Man, y'all depending on how messy it is though. Like you got someone who's be like, man, I just want out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might just be sure in the day, bro. I might just be like, all right, man, just give me like $40.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You want to end it out, make me $45.
That's good business.
I might tell you on the back of your side, man, go ahead and do it yourself.
Right, that's good business.
Period. All right, bro, you feel like vacuum? Yeah, all right, do it yourself. Because you might feel like you don't want nobody inside of your car.
Mm-hmm.
You got some value in your car. But that's one thing. That's one thing about it when it comes to me when I pull up on you, like, if there's anything value in your car, it's going to be still value in your car.
Great.
I'm not touching nothing in your car because I want my fingerprint on it. Some people sit things in their vehicle, sit things someplace just for people to grab it, to touch it.
Whoa.
Why are you touching things? It's mine. Why are you touching it?
Wow, that sounds like a setup.
And we did this in one take, Duke, man. Yeah. We glad you sat down with us over here on My First Case, man. And we definitely proud of what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for giving your story, you know what I'm saying, giving back. And I ain't really, really ready to wrap it up, but we're going to kind of sort of wrap it up. And she might have a few more questions, but I just want to give you your flowers while you can smell them, give you big ups, and thank you for coming over here to My First Case.
I appreciate
you. And actually, I don't have any more questions. You answered everything. Yeah, I know. You guys are so used to me. But I believe that we covered everything. I'll take that back. One thing that always... that always sticks in my mind is the impact. You know, I always think about the broader perspective, like the impact that our lifestyle has on our family, right? So your mom come to mind first things first. Like, how is your relationship with her? How did that?
I can say my mother is my mother and my father.
Mm-hmm.
I tell that money that to
Okay.
So you was raised by a single parent, being your mom?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, she was a single parent. My sister was there.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mother for real.
Your sister?
Your sister?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my mother went to work every day.
Okay.
So sis, make sure I ate, make sure I went to school,
mm-hmm.
make sure I took out the garbage.
How much older was sis?
1 year.
Just
okay.
1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made sure I knew how to cook, made sure I knew my own. Sis, that's my daughter.
Okay.
That's a big one. She the big dog of the family with everything.
And she was
even
there.
To this day at this point. Okay.
And how was she? Was she like your go-to person while you was incarcerated? Like
yeah.
if you needed like, you know, certain
no.
ends type, she wasn't with? No.
No, she was with it. But
it was your mom.
I don't use my family.
No, I was just, you know, if you need, okay, I didn't know. I don't mean it as an excuse.
No, I'm talking about like, I called him to check up on him. I don't try to have him in my business.
Okay.
Because
at the end of the day, they're going to be like, we don't want that to happen. We don't want this. We don't want that. Like, at the end of the day, if your family really love you, they don't want to do nothing.
Nothing negative.
Nothing negative.
So.
My sister don't condone with the selling drugs. Like, period. If my sister catch some money for me on Cash App, I ain't giving that back. That money better go on something with the family now. Period. Oh, you gave me this money to do for this trip. Is you coming? Oh, you ain't coming? All right, we gonna spend it. That's why my sister come. I'm a grown man,
Keisha.
Okay. I made myself look at it like this. I'm not about to call the streets or be acting the streets, especially my family or something.
Okay.
No. Where is the so-called friends?
Okay.
Where is the so-called chicks?
Did you have that? Did you have friends, chicks, people, outside of your family?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What's
up, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, just listening to your story, I'm glad that you let that 4 years, you know what I'm saying, change you. It maturated you into the person you are today. Excuse my arms, I get carried away with that shit. But but
it's okay.
But moving forward, we talk about the recidivism rate over here, which is what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about getting over that hump. So I'm just gonna challenge you, you know what I'm saying? You said you're not going back to the county, so it's not a challenge. But as black men, We return to the prison system within 3 years. We know the numbers. It's up and down. It fluctuates. Like 68%, 70-something return to prison within 3 years. So that's, you know, in 3 years, I want to get you back on here, man, and say, like, you broke the chain. Like, you know, we talked once. This our roundup. You know what I'm saying? I'm just challenging you to do that, which is already in motion. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we gotta do, man. And I just appreciate you coming over here, and I'm feeling this liquor.
I ain't gonna lie to you, or Keisha, like, I'd be glad to do whatever I could.
You'd be glad to do what?
To know what I'm doing.
Absolutely, and I actually am gonna hold you to that.
I know.
2024.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, get me together.
That's what's up. Yup, thanks. This is our man Duke, y'all. Y'all gonna check out his mobile car wash, comic club. This my first podcast, my first case podcast. We available on all streams, all available. What do you call it? You talk. Tell them where we at.
Apple Podcasts.
Google Podcasts.
Anywhere you get your podcast, Anchor. You can find us.
You can find us. Just pull us up. My first case. Check for us. We got episodes. Before, we got episodes to come.
Absolutely. Thank you, Duke.
One.
One.
Perfect.